This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Humans not having empathy, not caring, not wondering why there's so many brain damaged children, so many kids dying admittedly from vaccines is what allows this to happen. With the articles on Drudge Report. Police, Chicago teen gang raped on Facebook Live. 40 viewers, cops not called. That's what allows scumbags like Pelosi and Maxine Waters to keep screwing everybody over. Our weakness is what empowers them. Now that the Democrats and Republicans announce smaller tax cuts as Trump battles, the stock market starts turning down. See? As soon as Trump began to compromise on health care, the magic ended. Only the purity was what was invincible. I mean, Trump's light years better than Hillary. It's just, and I understand he wants to stabilize the economy, but wow. Back to Sesame Street introduces autistic Muppet after Elmo tells you to go out and get vaccinated. So first Elmo tells you to get vaccinated, then you're brain damaged, and Elmo comes over and says, oh, it's okay, I got a teddy bear. We'll put it in the casket with you. Here it is.
Boing, 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 boing.
Oh, boing.
Hi, Julia.
You want to put the teddy bear in the casket with you?
Boing.
Oh, the vaccine
Julia,
didn't kill you. Too bad.
Fluster.
Yeah. Fluster's Julia's favorite toy, right?
Well, I'm a favorite.
Oh, you
toy
can't
too.
Talk. You did what I told you. I talk like Kim Jong Il.
Hello.
Alec Baldwin. You've been very useful to me.
Oh, we can play side by side like we do sometimes.
My chemical weapon did good.
Where's baby
Oh, he copies what she does. She doesn't find out why she's brain damaged. She did what he said.
Where's baby David?
Guy with his arms in the puppet. It's a man trying to get your kids to go along with something.
Baby
that creepy? Oh, look, I'm a toy creeping around a little girl. Sesame Street, Pervert Street. Oh. You brain damaged your skin.
There sure are lots of ways to play.
Soon you'll all be like that, Tilly.
And
mow you all down with machine guns with the New World Order. So cute. Take your cancer viruses. Oh, isn't that sweet? Oh, we need to fund that with taxpayer money. Isn't it cute? Get vaccinated with the Surgeon General and Elmo. Let's have a flashback of this filth. Here it is.
I'm the Surgeon General, Elmo. Right. It's my job to help everyone stay healthy.
Yes.
Absolutely, Elmo. You can get all your vaccinations on time. Those are the shots that help you stay healthy.
Shots?
Don't worry, Elmo. It's just a little pinch, and it's safe.
Oh, okay.
And it's safe.
Get vaccinated.
And tell all your friends on Sesame Street to get vaccinated, too.
Come on, everybody. Get vaccinated.
That's not creepy. It's safe. They always say, safe and effective. Read the insert. Every vaccine says it can kill you, cause neurological disorders. You know, it doesn't matter, though. He lied. He said, Elmo, it's safe. Isn't it cute? And we all do it, Bill Gates says, because his dad ran Planned Parenthood and was the top eugenicist and the head of the Eugenics Society in the U.S. And he helped with his people set up the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. And you know how nice they were. I mean, you know how Hitler. But then if you're actually fighting it, you see you're with Hitler. If you're actually against George Soros, like the Forward said a few weeks ago, Alex loves Hitler. No quote, no link, doesn't matter. I love Hitler. No, it's you that love those that created Hitler as a trap to destroy the German people. Shame on all you people. But you know where you're going, don't you? The same place David Rockefeller is, even now.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right. 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so you're satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We want your soul.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Your habits, your fads, your fears. Your bus, your address, your shoe size, your ears. Your digits, your plans, your number, your eyes. Your schedule, your desktop, your details, your life. Show us your children, your photos, your home. Here.
So, 12 years ago, they began Gardasil trials in the United States, and they had a bunch of deaths across the country of autoimmune disorders of 11 and 12-year-old girls that were being given it. It was just all over local news, hundreds of deaths. So they couldn't get it approved until Rick Perry, then governor, announced it was an emergency. So under federal law, if even a state governor announces an emergency, it gives it vaccine liability protection. And that multi-billion dollar fund that was set up in 1983. And so I sat there and watched that with horror every week, seeing more deaths. And you read the vaccine pieces of paper, the inserts that come with the actual ampule. And they always tell the news, safe and effective. They'll say it, the different clinics you go to or the different drugstores. Oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Safe and effective. Maybe a sore injection site. Then you read the MMR or flu vaccine or hepatitis vaccine or any of them, and it's like neurological disorders, narcolepsy, type 1 diabetes by destroying your pancreas, death, autoimmune disorders. I mean, it's like small print, two giant, it's the size of a poster. It's just small print, like Bible paper. In fact, I've got the file in there since we're on the subject now, since you guys raised this Elmo piece. Because I've got my vaccine file. Cause people bring that in. I'll just show you the MMR where it says it can kill you, neurological disorders. But they have the Surgeon General with Elmo saying, kids, it's totally safe. Get your vaccines. Well, it's 4 or 5, 30 years ago. Now it's 50-something. And it's directly linked all over the world to death, you name it, neurological disorders, autoimmune responses, it's tainted with cancer viruses, you name it. But he just says safe and effective. In fact, he says it's just completely safe. Some creepy dude. Well, that was a few years ago. Now they've got, thank you, now they've got the new autistic Elmo kid that can't talk. Now there's bombshell CDC commits a new vaccine, autism crime. Let's go over this here. This is a, do a document cam shot for TV viewers, radio listeners, I'll read it to you. This is a Merck & Co. Inc. from one of their vaccines. Now you go to the drugstore and say, is there any side effects? No, none. Safe and effective. They'll give you a fake fact sheet. You need to ask with what comes with the ampule, the actual paper. Any drug has this under law. They're trying to pass a law to get rid of these. And it says, basically here, what it can do to you and what is inside of the vaccine. And I'm telling you, it is a long, hard read. Pancreatitis, that's what kills your pancreas. Diarrhea, vomiting, nausea, endocrine system, diabetes. So then it kills your pancreas. It gives you diabetes. And the kids get the shot. They wonder why their pancreas fails. And then you wonder why the clinic's just full of the kids, always at around August 15th. The clinics fill up nationwide because your pancreas is dying, or a few weeks later. Here, let's read some more here. Steven Johnson syndrome, arrhythmia, measles-like rash, because it gives you measles. You take the measles vaccine, you get measles. You take the shingles vaccines, you get it. But it's like this. So Bill and Melinda Gates have 60,000 here, 100,000 there, 500,000 here, in some African country or in India. They say, oh, they had polio-like symptoms and thousands of children died. But she's a minor footnote because Bill and Melinda Gates are so wonderful. Like my grandma getting polio after the vaccine. It's so wonderful. And it goes on and on here. You can just read all the brain damage, neurological disorders. It just goes on and on. I mean, I could just all day read these to you if you'd like. Sometimes I feel like this is just all I should do on air, actually. Oh, Alex Jones is fake news. He says vaccines are bad. You can actually read all the stuff, the influenza vaccine, all of it. Brain damage, narcolepsy, death. Yep, Gardasil linked to death and diabetes after young girls vaccinated, Toronto Star. Yeah, it turns off your immune system. Gardasil doesn't protect against any of the cancer viruses. It is cancer viruses. That's a fact, Jack. I laugh because it's so sick. Chris and Beth and Carlos and Michelle and Lex, I'm going to go to your calls. If you just joined us, it's in the McClatchy, you name it, everywhere. Alex Jones and InfoWars Breitbart under investigation for ties to Russia. Counter-espionage investigation of the FBI that we may be actually getting commands from Russia because we want control our borders, cut our taxes, have our guns, our private property. We want Trump to investigate the vaccines, which he's announcing. We're horrible, horrible, horrible people. And the word is, again, Trump's this big Russian agent, too. And so is Rand Paul. You know what's funny? Rand Paul is only on the show when he calls me to come on. He's got to tell his staff he wants to go on. Not that I even need Rand Paul on the show, but he'll ask, why I've been on the show in years? What's going on? One time I got asked by one of his family members, hey, Rand's wondering why you never call him. Your people ignore us. It's not like we need Rand Paul on the show, but, you know, he's being called a Russian agent. So am I now, Tucker Carlson. And we call their people, and they just don't even return our phone call. So I'm communicating with Senator Rand Paul right now. Last time I mentioned this, he called a day later, and I was like, it was the same thing with Ted Nugent. I mean, I've got his cell phone number and his email, but I'm supposed to call his booker. He literally called me once and said, hey, I've been on the show. Why don't you ever call? And I go, your people don't get back with Nico Acosta. But I want Senator Rand Paul on the show about this, and what do we do about this? He came on a few weeks ago about the health care bill. He was absolutely right. It's not a good idea. Better than Obamacare, but that doesn't mean something. It's like being shot with a bazooka or a .45. I don't want to be shot by either. I want this damn thing repealed. But that's just an example of the demonization that's going on. I've got a bunch of news in the economy, military I want to get to. Paul Watson's host of the Fourth Hour from London, England. But right now, let's talk to a caller in Canada. Let's go ahead and talk to Carlos. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Thank you, Alex. Before I give you a bit of a solution to this Russian malarkey that's going on and the allegations against yourself and others, I want to tell you we got some of your iodine product. That is really great stuff. And we should, I advise everyone who's listening to get it. It should be part of your medicine cabinet and part
the
of
people
your...
Love, the people love testimonials. I mean, what did it do for you?
It's actually very salutary because, you know, we run down on iodine, and it's something that people don't realize in western and northern latitudes. And unless you're taking vitamin D3, and you're really getting all the components, don't forget iodine comes from the ocean, and that's essential to all the living cells in our body. So,
if you don't have it, you die. And the other iodines are just toxic or they're bound. You know, this is real 9999999 deep earth, not ocean based, goes right into the blood, and it's in a palm oil organic system. It's speak of the devil, it's Russian patented technology, how they inject the gas in, but it's pretty amazing.
All right. Now, let me tell you how you can foist them on their own petard. For about a year now, there was talk along about that time of a movement to get rid of, not President Trump, because he wasn't at that time believed that he was going to be president. But the target was Vladimir Putin. He's going to be running again for election next year in the month of March, a year from now. And the plan was to mount a tremendous campaign with trouble from Ukraine so that there would be infiltrations, terrorism, and new candidates very strongly supported by the neocons and the West.
And by the way, McCain and Soros and Hillary and Obama admitted that they have groups by the thousands of groups in Russia openly trying to overthrow their government. Yes.
Correct. And so if they can throw you in the mix, if they can prepare the American people to expect and the Europeans that the Russians are interfering with their elections, then it's payback time when they do it next January, December, and February.
Well, sure, that's what's happening. And again, they can brand opposition to globalism, nationalists as foreigners or out to get the nation state when it's the globalists killing our nation state, and they change the subject on how they lost the election, how they rigged the election, how they got caught lying, how they got caught rigging the media. I mean, it's actually a genius PR move. It's not really working, though, so that's why they're sharpening their knives, and I think it's pretty sure fact they're going to try to kill the president.
Well, I put it to you that every time they allege anything like you're an agent or Roger Stone is an agent or anyone is an agent, you bring up the subject that it is Putin that they're trying to get after next year. And as the time approaches, you'll see how quiet they go on allegations against people like yourselves, because they will not want to bring this subject up week after week, month after month, all the way to March next year.
Because they know that'll make Russians vote for him, realizing it's an outside force trying to stop that.
Exactly. And also it will encourage President Trump to be able to say, okay, now that we know what you guys
are Trump
about,
needs to trump this. He needs to meet with Putin immediately, make a big joke out of it, have Russia do some concessions just to totally defeat all this. I mean, this is a load of crap. I mean, this is so ridiculous that they sit here and try to sell this. And I mean, saying Rand Paul works for Putin? What? I mean, when's this going to end? When John McCain's been caught working with al-Qaeda and ISIS in Syria. I mean, the guy is a total criminal.
Well, they're not too intelligent, but they are really, really organized, and they have a lot of money. Too much money, I believe. You know,
I agree. They're totally ruthless. I'll be honest with you. What scares me is Pelosi not knowing that Bush isn't president for 8 years. Same press conference. Maxine Waters, thinks that Russia invaded Korea. She doesn't know there's a North or South. And then I haven't gotten the clips last few weeks. I've been too busy. We've got all sorts of space cadet, Maxine Waters, Pelosi stuff. They get up there in press conferences. They literally act like Alzheimer patients, I know. And they're like the leaders claiming Putin runs everything. Hell, they say Putin tells Trump, drain the swamp, crooked Hillary. As if we haven't been saying that for 20-plus years. I mean, it's like she thinks we're like her constituents, I guess, that are dumbed down. She literally thinks we don't have an original thought in our head. And so if she doesn't know what planet she's on, she wonders, how could I know? Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. And yet, if you want to go back to the subject of Putin and his overthrow and the effort that the neocons are putting on, watch next month in France how they're going to be alleging that, you know, one way or the other, Russia is involved against the French and against elections interference. Watch. That will be the clue.
Well, you sound like a smart guy, Carlos. What's your background?
I'm a PhD in neuroscience, but I read between the tea leaves. And,
well, since you're a neuroscientist, I'm just reading the inserts on these vaccines. What do you make of all the increase in neurological disorders and the claim that vaccines have zero bad health effects?
The model of having dead organisms and developing memories and immune systems against it as a principle of vaccine is a good one. What I find is that across the board, it doesn't matter whether it's mortgages in the financial community or whether it is, vaccines in the medical models or whether it is, the truth in the media or religion, I find that there is an effort throughout the board and even the food products that we consume to abuse and to degenerate, adulterate the products in any way that is profitable, medicines, etc., regardless of what happens to society and the...
That's right. They're setting a precedent to lower standards to maximize profit and have the public accept crap. There's a war on quality, and whether it's a conspiracy or not, it's going on. And you read the white papers, it is a conspiracy. And that's why I go into a fast food place rarely. I leave the trash. That makes them go create jobs for entry level. We just accept less. That's the world they're building. And it goes right into medicine and everything else. Great call, Carlos. Just a final point. What do you make of them coming out, though, and saying they're criminally investigating me for being in contact with Russian intelligence agencies, which, of course, is like saying I'm Pinocchio or Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It's total crap, unequivocally a fraud. Makes me very, very angry that they're this desperate. What do you make of that?
I make it that you should take pencil and paper, get a paper trail, and with the law, sue anyone who dares this kind of unaccountability, abuse of respect for...
No, I agree. And they were having the Washington Post and New York Times say it. They had to pull it because people were getting suits ready. Because clearly, you say somebody's a foreign agent with no evidence, and that's to destroy somebody. And we should be shut down. Don't forget that. Because they want to shut us down. So they're saying like a gulag or something, or a Nazi ghetto, put us in a ghetto. This is unprecedented in history. And so now they're having the Board of Governors and the CIA come out and do it in Congress as if they have immunity. And what's crazy is this is a law Obama signed a month before Trump got in. Trump needs to go kill this. But then his advisors are like, sir, if you kill the Russian monitoring program, they'll say you must be Russian. No, they've set up a ministry of truth to harass the free press. It's a freaking joke. It's a joke.
You said something very profound in one of your programs that really touched me. And you said Americans cannot be free until they have, they're free from being surveilled. And this is essential. If the only thing that President Trump does is to liberate Americans from being surveilled by being, investigated or to be, it's like Uncle Sam became a peeping Tom. And it's so sad.
And then they admit it all. And then Trump goes, it's illegal to leak that. They go, we didn't do it. We didn't do it like that. Like there's not thousands of news articles with the headline. I mean, again, the insult of these people, the arrogance. I look at the weird cowards like that weirdo on Reliable Sources on CNN, like this little arrogant wimp. And I'm not just saying that meanly. He looks like the most cowardly, pathetic person I've ever seen. He just radiates. He's a piece of crap. And I just like, how are we ruled by these people? God bless you, Carlos. I appreciate your call. Well, it means we're winning. And I knew when we got Trump in, the war just started. My gut told me when he was elected, I said, oh, my God. And I was told by a lot of smart folks, too. They said, Alex, they said next level's the real fight. And I don't even care about myself. And I say that selfishly. I've already, you get older as a man. You just, it's like, it's not even confidence anymore. You just don't care. But then I think about children, and it makes me sick. What they do to little kids with the vaccines, what they do to little kids with all the rest of it, and they know what they're doing. And it's always somebody looks like a pedophile pushing, and it's always some weird demon creature. And I just know this. They start a civil war. I'm not going after the poor cops. They're just like the citizens, misdirected, brainwashed. They start killing patriots and everybody else. We need to know, all of us know who the enemy is in your area, the people that are running this stuff. Because as soon as they get in a physical fight, that they start. Remember, we don't ever do something offensive. But as soon as they step into that arena, it's important they get hammered hard. And they take those of us that have restraint, big governors, because we got big machines, genetically. I'm a builder. I'm also a killer. Flip a switch. I mean, it's bad. And I see these wimps living in that world. They've never actually been in it. They don't have the genetics for it. They have the genetics to creep around all day and stab people in the back, and they're trying to start fights with people. Because they've got this little evil side. They don't have a good side. They've got this evil, and there's people that have giant evil sides, because their good sides are so much even huger than that, and they're sitting there starting fights with people that they would be so horrified of. They think they're horrified of good people because we're good. They don't know why they're horrified. They're horrified because they worship evil, and our evil side is so much bigger and more evil than their side. It's just counter-veiled by the good. So if you want to open the gates, open the gates. Open them at your peril. But you don't care. Scum never cares till the cold fingers are wrapped around their neck. We're ruled by mentally retarded people like Pelosi and Michael Moore. And it's our fault they're in power and it needs to change. And we need to do everything peaceful now while the sun still shines to change the paradigm. What I'm saying is, I know a lot of you think we're winning. We're in the fight now. We're not winning. The war is now. Michael in Florida, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, brother.
Oh, man, I got a couple things to talk to you about. First thing, start off, Roger Stone. What the heck is Pelosi doing with this Schiff guy? She put this guy in power, and now he's putting all this political crap out in the air.
Yeah, Schiff looks like the creepiest person I've ever seen with those little weirdo bug-eyed thing he's got going, all the crap. Everybody's a Russian agent. How about you're an agent of the Communist Chinese, jerk? The Democratic Party's run by them. Exactly. Run his mouth everywhere. You're a Russian agent. You're a Russian agent. They're the traitors against this country. What do you think?
I think he's completely a traitor, and he's also he's one of our biggest battles in our spiritual war that we're doing here. And like you just said about the evil about the good, I think you're a little wrong on that. I think our good is so much stronger than their evil. You can't walk.
No, I'm not saying it's some balanced New Age thing, good and evil. It's the opposite. I'm saying most good people out there have a vicious side to them, but it's governed by the good and the fact they love God. That a lot of good people, though, the evil people are trying to be evil, trying to be powerful. They have no idea that it's good that's more powerful. I'm just saying they worship evil, and they have no idea, according to their paradigm of evil, the capabilities of what a good person can do.
Agreed. But you got to realize most of these people don't even know they're evil. They're so brainwashed by this television that they're watching every single day, and they don't even realize they're being told that evil is good and good is evil, and they're starting to believe it.
Well, you look at Schiff, just by his actions, but his look in his eyes, that is a super bad news person.
Agreed. But what can we do for Stone? Is there anything we can help him with?
No, he's having the time of his life fighting them and knows it's all crap. And then they might try to kill him. Or try to kill him twice. He's actually coming up in 10 minutes. But, Mike, let me come back and let you finish your point about the Comey hearing because I cut into you. Then I'm going to go to Lex, Chris, Beth, and others, then Wild. Then Roger Stone, just as an update, is going to pop in because I now joined the club. I mean, they've said I'm like InfoWars or Russia. No, I'm under investigation by the counter-espionage unit of the FBI for being in the command, under the control of Russian intelligence.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention homeowners, if you're buying a new home or refinancing your present one and you haven't locked in a low, low rate from Guaranteed Rate, don't miss out. Visit rate.com today. While the Fed recently decided not to increase interest rates, that isn't likely to last. They have 3 interest rate increases penciled in for 2017. So if you want to potentially save thousands of dollars, visit rate.com and lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate today. Type RATE.com directly into your address bar to find and lock in a perfect loan for you at a low, low rate. You may be surprised by just how much money you could save. Don't wait for the Fed to raise rates. Go to rate.com now to lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate. Don't wait. Go to rate.com today. Terms and conditions apply. Not all applicants will be approved for financing. Call 1-888-672-1234 for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. NMLS ID 2611.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right, 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card, but don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Dun, 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 dun. Boy, Hawaii is so beautiful. If I was ever going to punch out of this fight, that's where I'll be headed.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Think how far we've come in the fight against tyranny. But think of the depths our enemies will stoop to attack us. President Trump, a Russian agent. Senator Rand Paul, a Russian agent. On the floor of the Senate, accused of it with zero evidence. Myself accused of being a Russian agent in the House and Senate committee meetings. I've just shown you one clip. We're trying to find the others. We have transcripts of it. It's happened at least 7 times I know of the last week. Does that scare me? No, that makes me think, wow, I'm really getting to the satisfied point now that I did my job. Because I'm going to go on to the end, whatever the cost may be. We'll defend this republic and humanity. I just feel sorry for people that aren't part of the big victory. Because the fact that globalism, unelected world government, so outrageous, is now being exposed and falling as we speak. and the omen of David Rockefeller dying in the midst of this battle. These are days that will be long remembered. Make no mistake. I used to hear that quote from Kennedy and think it was cheesy. Ask not what your country can do for you, but you can do for your country. Well, my country's about the people and empowering humanity and strength and honor and the Renaissance, absolutely, because that's what people gave to put us here. It's the honor. It's the strength. It's the will. When you're so selfish for your children and so selfish in your love for the truth, that you're willing to lay everything down. People would call that being unselfish. No, it's not. That's what they don't get. That's when you join with everything good in the universe forever, is when you make the free will choice to be honorable and to have courage and to not be a piece of crap. And that's why these people that serve evil are given temporal power. It's like rags, dirty diapers. It's just crap. Mansions, money, helicopters, empty people. You get around the centers of power. They've got all these palaces and all this crap, but there's a spirit of failure and emptiness to it. But you go out fishing on an old boat with an old man on the ocean who knows how the world works and where we came from, and you hear their little parables, and you know this is wisdom, and there's deep strength in it. Or an old woman, or a young man, or a young girl, whatever it is, it's truth. Like wind through the trees as the sun rises, the sun sets. As our lives go on, it's a spirit. It's where you decide to be. In that strong, quiet place of the Most High. And that's where I am when I'm not on air. Hours and hours a day in just controlled focus. And then I have to look at all the news and look at the enemy and look at them, and I come on here and I blow up because it's just a joke. Why would anyone follow these clear enemies, these known liars, these enslavers, these persecutors of the children? There's that saying, it's the journey, not the destination. The trip is the destination. And that really is what life is on this planet. It's not about the things you have or how other people think you're powerful. That's enslavement. You only need to be strong to defend and protect what's good. I mean, we should all thank God every minute that we aren't Nancy Pelosi or Schiff or Hillary Clinton or these globalists or Herman Von Rumpy or any of these people. I mean, you look at these people. These are pathetic, twisted, warped, openly evil, grasping scum. Michael, finish your points. You got cut off by the break. Go ahead.
Yeah, they're Skeksis, Alex. That's all they are. They never will be anything else. Just remember this. You can't walk into a room full of candles with any amount of darkness and extinguish the light. But you can walk into any room full of any amount of darkness with one candle and extinguish the darkness. They're that weak.
That's right.
They're not strong. We're going through
That's why they seek
war,
power. Man. That's why they seek power, is because they are weak.
Well, they're only deception. All the power they have is deception. And once you put the light on their deception and tell the truth, they fail every time. It's holding the light onto the evil one that makes him run and scurry like a cockroach. I got to say, Alex, I got to give you so much credit. I've been watching you for 5 years. I have friends and family that tell me, you're a liar, you're insane, you do all this crazy stuff. And all I constantly do is look and do the research of everything you say, and everything that I've seen in 5 years is either come true or is true.
Well, that's why they attack my credibility all day, is all I try to do is tell the truth. I make mistakes sometimes, but I'm a God-fearing person. So all of us, if we have the Holy Spirit, the presence of God, I would be to even think like the enemy and to think of doing bad things creates incredible anxiety and fear. I never have fear unless I think about crossing God, and I don't even want to cross God. But when I study the enemy and what they're doing, I feel fear of God, just what they're doing, watching them. And I don't mean I'm some perfect person, but I mean, I think about how they want to hurt children, how they want to hurt God's greatest creation, how they want to attack women and the womb and the relationship of our families and our whole human past and everything we've been together. And it's just outrageous how bad they are. But people are asleep. And so the veil's being lifted. But don't thank me, brother. Wild horses couldn't drag me away. I want to ignite men like you who are as smart as I am or smarter to be your own leaders and take action. And when you do that, which is starting to happen, the enemy will fall. Go ahead.
Well, let me ask you this. We're allowed to rebroadcast your information. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right, because I have no problem doing so, and I'm ready to start my own channel as well. And I want to get in the information out there. There's some great people out on the web. They're all working together, and they're all on our side. And they're actually working together as a community, and it's nice to see. I can't say more about what's happening other than you are the tip of the spear. Every single time you say it, I feel it, I see it, and your products are amazing.
Well, thank you.
I had a problem with my teeth, and I will tell you, Super Blue has helped.
Thank you. God bless you. Yeah, I barely plug an hour. The enemy all has big globalist funding. We fund ourselves 70% or so with, well, I guess it'll be more now. We got banned off Google Ads. So I go outside the show to go try to make the money to fund the operation. And if I won the lottery, I don't play the lottery, but if I won the lottery, you know, I would put it all into the operation. We were driving back from hunting the other day with some friends. They said, what would you do with the lottery? What would you do? And I said, I put it all back in the operation. And I mean, I can't even stand it. It's not that it's bad. Possessions and crap. It's all just means nothing. You need medicine. You need transportation. But the enemy gets people to sell out for nothing. They want to keep us poor, keep us under their control, keep the things artificially scarce so they can buy us up for nothing. And Trump's trying to break that. And that's his greatest sin, is he wants a big, prosperous country. He wants to be the guy that turned America around, the guy that launched a huge dynasty. He's totally in. He understands how much trouble the economy's in. He's making hundreds of phone calls a day trying to get jobs back to prop it up. He understands Obamacare is designed to destroy it. So even though this other bill isn't perfect, he can get it done, and it's better in ways, it'll stabilize things. I understand. But you did too good, Trump. We did too good. People aren't putting up with that, bro. We're going to have total repeal. We're going to defund all the agencies just like you're doing. And we're going to go on to the end no matter what happens. I got Roger Stone to pop on because so many developments have happened. We're going to go to Chris, Beth, Wild, Lex, and others after Roger leaves us. He's just here a few minutes. But first, here's Senator Rand Paul again last week. So this clip this morning, like, I've been attacked as a Russian agent in McClatchy, AP, Reuters, you name it. I mean, the leftist groups are saying, good, arrest Alex Jones. And they, like, hop up and down like, I'm scared. Arrest me. Shoot me in the back of the head. Whatever the... I'm not a Russian agent. I'm an agent of the Republic and prosperity and Americana. But those of you that don't have that background, I understand. I get it. You come from parasites and trash. I'm sorry for you. You just see somebody up there like a champion battling for you like Trump or myself. And whether we're perfect, we're not. We are your champions. We're in the arena. We're here. We're under the attack. We want to be here. We're just saying, we need your prayers, because this isn't a game. This isn't a joke. It's not a simulation. If I can tell you the stuff behind the scenes, and I won't tell you because I can't, it's been hard. But I realize the more good I do, my personal persecution out of my family is to teach me lessons so that I can empathize with other people. Because to really empathize, you have to go through the things other people are going through. Because that's where the strength is. Not ignoring your feelings, not ignoring humanity, but really going into it. Taking it all on. That's where the strength is. And just letting these people know, no matter what they do, we're not going to stop. Here's the clip of Senator Rand Paul being attacked, and then the latest one myself, and then Roger Stone. And in the NDAA, in the new Defense Authorization Act, they talk about even militarily going after us, not just taking over the media. And they have the Board of Governors, the very ones the CIA has taken over, testifying that I'm a Russian agent with no proof in front of the House Armed Services Committee. Ladies and gentlemen, this means they're planning to kill Trump. They've decided in their government operations that this is the truth. They're trying to sell weak-minded people on this being the idea, and we are on the verge of total war. Trump needs to take action. The threats are credible. The Secret Service has done nothing. He needs to understand that the Secret Service can't protect him. We're already in a civil emergency. They're pushing a civil war. The Republic is in a death battle. We can't paper over it. Trump has to move against the enemy within. They're claiming we're the enemy within because they're the enemy. But let's play this clip and then we'll skip this break, go to Roger Stone. Here is the clip of them going after Senator Paul.
The only conclusion you can draw when he walks away is he has no argument to be made. He has no justification for his objection to having a small nation be part of NATO that is under assault from the Russians. So I repeat again, the senator from Kentucky is now working for Vladimir Putin.
Because he tries to pass a bill out of committee without a hearing on the floor to start a war and put U.S. troops into Montenegro in the Balkans. He's already got bills to the Senate in Ukraine. He's like, no, we're going to have debates about this. Oh, you're a Russian agent. In the day of Andrew Jackson, he'd have dragged him out in the street and had a duel. Here's one more clip, then we're going to Roger Stone. Again, I got a bunch of these clips. They're saying Tucker Carlson's a Russian agent. Schiff, the minion of Pelosi, little pillow biter man. I'm not against people that are like that, but it's just ridiculous, folks. Whatever the hell's going on, the guy's completely out of his mind. Just the stuff he does is, and then, of course, you got them, the Board of Governors, the FCC, in front of Congress, saying, I'm a Russian operative. Here it is.
Mr. Armstrong, you'd mentioned in your answer to, I think, Ms. Spears' question, that there are other RTs operating in the U.S. Can you describe them, list them?
Sure, thank you. So,
pause.
You have
other RTs, and then he lists some clip thing like Getty Images, and then Sputnik, a Russian, and then me. Here it is, sorry.
Of RT, you have Sputnik, you have Rupley, and then I think you have them feeding other entities. InfoWars comes to mind, where those are echo chambers for those modalities.
You know, Armstrong, I deserve to be able to answer you with your immunity. I deserve to stand against you. But I'll just say this in front of God and everybody else. You're an enemy of this country and a sack of crap and a globalist operative. And the communist Chinese have infiltrated us so bad, I don't even know if we can fix it. Piece of trash. I'm sorry. Let's go to Roger Stone right now. Roger, you've been dealing with this for months, but it's entered a new phase. I've said they're going to incrementally escalate it until they make their move on Trump. We have to. They are the inside enemy. They're what they say we are. They're the ones that are trying to stop the recovery, destroy our borders, the blocking, you know, the sanctuary cities. Trump has to move against them.
Yeah, Alex, that performance yesterday by the House Intelligence Committee was a first-class example of demagoguery, red-baiting, fear-mongering, half-truths, no truths, every word pejoratively worded to distort it. The Democrats just don't seem to be able to face up to the fact that they ran a lousy, corrupt candidate. She had no program, and that Donald Trump was the real thing. And that voters,
and they had the whole media and the bots and the whole system is admitted to be fake. So what do we do? Because clearly they're not getting the Pentagon involved, the CIA and the media, and saying we're Russian agents for nothing. They've already tried to kill you twice. They're moving against us. So what does Trump do?
Well, and in my case, I have this particularly nice setup where they ask James Comey repeatedly about me, and he says, oh, I can't comment on that, leaving the pregnant implication hanging in the air that I am being investigated, therefore I've done something wrong. These things have to be refuted one by one. There is no evidence whatsoever of any Russian collusion to elect Donald Trump. It's a fraud.
The American people did it. The whole media and the bots and foreign governments were piled on against Trump, not the other way around.
And in the case of John McCain, whose clip you just played, I mean, with all due respect, the senator's mentally unbalanced. He needs a psychological test. He is so driven by bitterness and anger.
No, I agree. So what I'm asking you is, obviously, I'm now accused, which we just is even, I mean, this is so ridiculous. I've known it's ridiculous with you. Our phones have been tapped. It's all come out in the news. Total blackout on that other than Drudge. What does Trump do? Because he's got a bunch of wimps in his administration who make all the mistakes. He doesn't make mistakes so far. He needs to, like, have, I mean, she got money from the Chinese, money from the Russians, 10,000 times what Trump ever did. It's, I mean, we need to go after these damn people. They're trying to destroy us when they're the ones on the Russian payroll. I want them indicted now. I want in front of the Senate now. I want Armstrong here with boxing gloves on. That son of a bitch. Saying I'm a Russian agent. Sorry, go ahead. I'm skipping the break.
Unfortunately, Reince Priebus is not exactly a wartime conciliary. These are lily-livered country club establishment Republicans.
They're a bunch of cowardly, boot-licking cucks that have been sticking their noses up people's you-know-whats forever, and Trump needs to get the hell away from them.
But specifically, let's take, for example, the fact that you and I both know that the president was under surveillance at Trump Tower, that surveillance of him starts much, much earlier, actually under the Bush administration, as InfoWars revealed only yesterday.
And notice, total static on that 2 days ago. No response, no nothing. Media Matters didn't even deny it was real. Instead, they said, have they released classified info? And now I'm getting phone calls, oh, you released classified info. Yeah, that Obama was spying on Trump. Stick that up your snout.
Well, and in the meantime, what you have is the president's chief advisors like Sean Spicer and Reince Priebus wringing their hands and saying, oh, can't we walk this back? We really ought to put out an apology.
And the Trump countermands and says, I never apologized.
Exactly, because he's right. He shouldn't apologize. It took over a year for the Watergate cover-up to crumble.
Do you know what he did saying our coal is back up for use? That is trillions just in the next decade of use. That's trillions taken from Russia in energy sales, driving down the price of natural gas that we're now shipping in massive ships out of the Gulf of Mexico. He just devastated Russia. These dumb, and we're not even trying to devastate Russia. The point is, our stock market was up because Trump is back in business for America. He is devastating everybody.
To answer your question as to what the president must do, it's obvious. He needs to go on offense. Lay out the crimes of Bill and Hillary. Start by telling this Jeff Sessions to appoint a special prosecutor, and let's go over those 650,000 emails that were found at the last minute that came from Huma Abedin into her secret private server. Let's lay out the Chinese assistance to the Clinton campaigns. The president has the bully pulpit, and he has the power.
He's got to attack. Just like he lost the first debate, we said you got to attack. He did. He's got to attack and attack now.
Exactly, because you see, the establishment Republicans around him don't have the belly.
And notice they're attacking Roger Stone and Alex Jones and Matt Drudge and others because we will attack, because they fear the attack.
Well, Sean Spicer says he has no idea what role I played in the 2016 election. I would strongly urge that he get a copy of The Making of the President 2016, how Donald Trump orchestrated the
Spicer, they're all a bunch of sycophants. And the point is that Trump miscalculated his first time going along with this this Paul Ryan bill. I understand why he did it, because it's going to wreck the economy if he doesn't. It's better than the Obama bill. I get it, but only by maybe 30%. And so that's where he got his first dent in his approval ratings. Trump really has to get back on the attack.
I could not agree more, and he has such a wealth of information now at his fingertips. So, unfortunately, he got no honeymoon. I understand that the new president tries to get along with everybody in the beginning, but this is dog eat dog.
Well, look, in closing, I know you're at the airport. You got to go. Thanks for popping in. But I've now joined the club with you, and I get why you were so mad. When you're actually accused on TV of being a Russian agent and you're under investigation, it pisses you off. You know, it's crazy. So what does it mean now that I'm officially being investigated, being directed by Russian agents?
Yesterday, I had three different press calls all asking me whether I knew or whether or not Alex Jones's broadcasts are being supported by Russian-funded bots? And the answer is, of course, no. But is it coincidental that three different mainstream media reporters call all in the same day with the same load of, with that same steaming pile of dung?
We're supported by our listeners, and they're calling them bots. They didn't vote. They didn't take action. I've gotten zero money from the Russians. What the? God, they act like the Russians have the GDP of Italy. They can't even run their own giant country. This claim that you and I, I'm known of you for 40-plus years as a patriot, right-wing nationalist, anti-Soviet, rolling up Russian operations in D.C., that I'm the super patriot, that we're Russian agents is laughable, but it gives them the cover in the deep state to make the political runs at us and to use government funding for disinfo against us, and that's what this is about, Roger.
There's no question about it. There is a slow-motion coup to take out Donald Trump, and I, for one, have no intention of letting that happen.
Well, let me say this in closing. They tried to kill you with polonium. They T-boned you last week. They want to kill you before there's hearings. You need to go to the press club. I'll send a crew. You need to have a press conference demanding it happen. We'll build it up for next week or whenever you want and just say, my God, America, wake up to this and say before they kill me, because they're trying to kill you, no doubt, before you get up there. And now that I've been put in the bag, I'm not stupid. They know I'll destroy them in a real debate. They want to be able to crucify dead men as straw men. Roger, we're truly together in this in history, and I'm honored. We're defending America. We've put a president in there with the American people that is trying to turn the country back on. We've done a man's job already, brother, but we've got a lot further to go.
I can't think of anybody I'd rather be in the foxhole more with, because I will fight to the very end. We've got the globalists on the run, and I'm not going down without a fight.
It's good to be here, buddy, with that machine gun with you. We'll keep feeding those belts. We're going to win.
Take care, Alex. I'm going to jump on this plane here.
Absolutely. All right. I'm going to go to break, take a few more calls. Then Paul Watson's coming in from London, England. Revved up, ready to go. We've got the new fluoride-free, high-quality toothpaste with the iodine and the colloidal silver in it. Super Blue is back in for a limited time to get the ingredients, to get the mass amounts made. Next time we're going to escalate, do like five times more so that we don't always have problems with manufacturing and production, but it is available now, and you get two tubes of it. It's discounted down to $8 a tube. It's super high quality. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. 30-40% off the high-quality storable food. We do that rarely. It's high quality. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. But I can tell you, I've not compromised. I've not faltered or given in or backed down. And I just want to defeat a bunch of anti-human scum and a bunch of psychopaths. I don't want power, money, any of it. I don't say that as like a platitude. I mean, people need to understand why I'm doing this. These are bad people. They must be. My soul, my gut, my spirit wants to defeat them. And they serve their wicked energy. They want to crush us. So I know I'm in a fight. I'm here to tell you, we're all in a fight. And you need to get the products. You need to filter your water. We got the best system. If you need to grow a garden and be pro-human, it's fun to do. Even in the city, you can do it. Huge selection. Non-GMO heirloom seeds. You need to get a Trump 2020 shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. You need to spread the links, the articles, the InfoWars.com/show link. InfoWars.com/show link. They're trying to censor it everywhere. They can't stop you in your own email. They can't stop you sending it to friends and family. They can't stop you putting a billboard up. Whatever you do, I'm all in. 1776 kamikaze in the info war, hair on fire, ramming it full speed into the enemy deck. And I'm just telling you right now, you're in the fight whether you know it or not. All of you that supported us, I salute you and thank you. Fourth hour straight ahead. I'll do five more minutes. And then Paul Watson from Albion joins us.
GCNLive.com today.